Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Ridiculous History is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the show, Ridiculous Historians. Thank you, as always, so much for tuning in. Who is that over there? A guy who describes himself on Twitter as dispassionate. That is our super producer, Mr. Max Williams. Woo! Give him a hand. They call me Ben, mainly because that's my name here in the U.S. And Noel, I gotta say, this one is interesting because I would say you and I are pretty pretty compassionate people. You know what I mean? We're a little warm and fuzzy.
Well, yeah, maybe a little compassionate, also dispassionate at times, which I think could be considered a compliment. Which means you don't get swept up in the hullabaloo.
It's true,
Ben.
It's true.
Nobody wants that. You got to keep a level head. Keep a, you know, what is it? Bright eyes and bushy tails. No, that's not the, what's the thing from Friday Night Lights? Bright, dark eyes, clean hearts. I don't know. I've never seen the show.
There's explosions in the sky.
That's the one.
That's it.
It's all about explosions in the sky. No, I would say so. We're all pretty warm and gentle individuals, you know, who would never build a massive ice palace and force our nemesis to spend the night in the nude in it just to like scratch some weird like revenge itch. We'd never do that, would we, guys?
I mean, you get in situations. No,
some people just push, right, Ben?
Some people just push it. You know, they just insist upon themselves. We're doing inside jokes this early in the show. It's true, Noel. You're absolutely correct. And what we're exploring today is a story that comes to us from the 1600s. It is a story of passion. It is a story of empire. It is a story of, well, it's a story that almost anyone can connect with once you get past the names. Today's story is about someone called Ivana the Terrible. And don't let that turn you off, folks, okay?
She was great.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of, you know, monarchs and royals from back in the day get these weird nicknames. You know, I would point out that not all of them were that great. Not all of the greats were that great. Her real name, Anna Ivanovna.
Yeah, all the greats weren't that great, but usually the terribles were pretty terrible. I don't think you get a nickname like the terrible unless you've done something pretty ghastly. And Anna certainly did do that. But she wasn't born that way, as Lady Gaga would say. Mm-hmm. She was born in 1693, presumably a very normal, relatively healthy baby.
I mean, she's born into royalty.
She was born into royalty, but, you know, she was a clean slate for at least a second.
Yeah.
Daughter of Tsar Ivan V, who is often referred to, he got a good one,
yeah,
as Ivan the Ignorant.
Yeah.
And apparently that nickname may have actually been underselling his vast incompetence.
Yeah, it wasn't a Little John joke. Yeah, unfortunately.
No. He did, in fact, suffer from some form of a mental deficiency. He actually oftentimes would enter some kind of like fugue state, mm-hmm, where he would remain for hours and hours. He was only able to walk with the support of, you know, his staff, who, you know, essentially carried him around, or at least had him loop his arms over their shoulders. And he was essentially a czar in ceremony only. Right. Peter the Great, Anna's uncle, was the co-czar and did most of the actual czaring.
I love that, man. Most of the actual czaring, right? Mm-hmm. Like, well, my title is not technically czar, but I do a lot of czaring.
He was a co-czar, but since his brother was, you know, mainly just there to be kind of propped up and, right, and, you know, perform rituals and such, he was doing the heavy lifting.
So let's get to Anna. Her mom is super into tradition. And the way that her mom is into tradition is unfortunately bad for her daughter. So Anna, unfortunately, was, despite being born into the upper class, she wasn't super literate. People described her as an unpleasant person. There was a lot of misogyny then as now, and folks wrote about how unattractive they thought she was physically.
Right.
And they wrote about how unattractive they thought she was as a person. Apparently, she was rude. She was morbid. It's the old trope of who's going to marry this person, because everyone had to get married back then. In 1710, she married a guy named Frederick William, the Duke of Courland. And that is part of modern day Latvia. And again, we have to put in the note. I know it's a controversial thing. I wanted to ask you guys about this. What's the deal with people who have like two first names as their whole name? That's a thing, right? People tell you not to trust folks with two. You've told me that, Noel. You've said that before.
I definitely find them a little sus, but it's not their fault, you know.
It's not their fault.
It's just sort of the nominative determinism kind of situation. Like if you're born with two first names, you're inevitably going to become some sort of conniving monster. But Frederick William, you know, made quite an impression on Anna. She was really smitten by the guy. She was incredibly excited. All she'd ever wanted was to be married. You know, she had endured all of these really nasty insults. You know, she was like literally openly people compared her, the look of her face, to a Westphalian ham.
Yeah.
This comes up in every source that we've looked at about this story. I mean, it's obviously worth mentioning because it really is, you know, something that kind of followed her around.
Dude,
you know, that was like,
I looked up ham and I looked up Westphalia. This is a true story. It's just regular ham. I don't understand.
Right.
but you're right. They were absolutely monsters.
Oh, well, a Westphalian ham. It looks like a nice ham.
I know.
Like on the bone, you know.
Right.
It's like jambon, you know. It's like a really nice, thinly sliced ham. That looks great.
It's fancy.
It is fancy. Yeah, you'd eat it with like some nice bread and cheese.
I think that guy, I think he was saying she looked like a pig, which is very rude.
It's very, very, very rude. She, you know, she was what you might just describe as she was a little plain looking. She didn't dress particularly lavishly, but she's a freaking person anyway. So she was definitely treated really poorly. And so she was excited to kind of like turn a corner and wed and become, you know, a true princess. Right. Mm-hmm. And she said this of the marriage situation. She goes, "I cannot but assure your highness that nothing could delight me more than to hear of your declaration of love for me. For my part, I assure your highness that I share your feelings. At our next happy meeting, to which I look forward eagerly, I shall, God willing, avail myself of the opportunity of expressing them to you personally."
Oh, yeah, Max, play some sexy music.
Yeah.
She's shooting her shot, right? That's what we would call it in the parlance of the day. Yeah, it worked out. You're right. The wedding is beautiful. There are fireworks at the end of the ceremony. And this is, of course, this is a royal wedding. So it's a huge event. It's like a geopolitical event. And then again, people made fun of her. And this is really messed up. This is beyond ridiculous.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
This episode of Ridiculous History is brought to you by Snagajob.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs on demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop. Podcast producer?
Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right?
Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert.
Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire. Yeah, I would say some of the stuff in this episode definitely ventures into the realm of cruel and unusual. And this is no exception.
Cruel and unusual. Yeah, well said. So there's this guy. We're talking about how weird royal nicknames are. There's this Russian czar named Peter the Great. And he has this thing with very short people, with people who are affected by the condition known as dwarfism. Peter the Great was a pretty tall dude. He was a little less than 7 feet tall, which is wild. And he was obsessed. He was obsessed with dwarfs. So imagine this guy, who is like the most influential, important dude in the country. He basically owns the country. He's 6 feet, 7 inches tall. He's obsessed with people of very short stature. And he will make these folks be like his court jesters. It was not a weird thing. Oh, I shouldn't say it wasn't a weird thing. Sorry, it is very weird. But it was not uncommon for him to do things like have one of these folks he had hired as a permanent jester to leap out of a pie naked during a party, kind of the way, for any fans of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that Danny DeVito emerges oiled up and naked from a leather couch during the Christmas episode. If you remember, was it Christmas? I think it was the Christmas episode. Anyway.
Or was it Thanksgiving? Sew me into the couch.
Yes.
What? Sew me into the couch.
Sew me into the couch.
It reminds me of that scene in, like, I think Ace Ventura and When Nature Calls.
Yeah.
When he sort of births himself out of this weird, like, rubber zebra or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an elephant. I can't remember, but it's quite disgusting. And he's very, like, covered in, like, glistening fluids.
Yes. Yes. So that was the kind of stuff this dude would pull. He's Peter the Great. He's Anna's uncle. 2 days after she gets married to Frederick William. This guy does a mockery of that marriage. He holds it and he's baller about it. So you know how like Saturday Night Live usually opens with something satirical about the week. This guy staged a fake wedding to ridicule his niece, right? Was it a real wedding?
No, it was. So if anyone's seen movies like The Favorite, or there's a new show on Hulu called The Great about Catherine the Great, it's really fantastic. It actually is about adjacent periods in Russian history. It's not entirely historically accurate, but it definitely depicts a lot of the bizarre, fetishistic, bacchanalian kind of behavior at court, especially when it involved men. Lots of weird open sexual stuff, lots of like indoor hunting of like bears and like duck racing and things like that. It's really weird, and often involves humiliating underlings, humiliating lower class for, you know, money. They like pay them like a pittance, or they would literally just call them out from their homes to kind of parade them around, whether in like, you know, weird outfits or new. They like throw fruit at them, just horrible, horrible stuff. And oftentimes they would make use of dwarves in a really cruel, again, borderline fetishistic way. And that's exactly what Peter the Great did when he staged this wedding as a mockery of Anna's wedding, or Anna's wedding. And there's a quote from Lindsay Hughes' biography of Peter the Great, where he says, "At the feast, the dwarfs sat at miniature tables in the center of the room while full-sized guests watched them from tables at the sides. They roared with laughter as dwarfs, especially the older, uglier ones, whose hunchbacks, huge bellies, and short, crooked legs made it difficult for them to dance, fell down drunk or engaged in brawls."
And that's
yikes.
That's not from us. That is from the biography of Peter the Great by Lindsay Hughes. So Hughes is pretty clear in assuming this is meant to be a shot at Anna. And it's not just that. This weird spectacle is expressive of his contempt for all of the Russian court, and he was known for this. It was he would have these mockeries, he would have these spectacles in a way that was meant to be for him, and it sounds weird to say it, kind of social commentary. And courtiers in Russia were known around Europe for a certain stereotype. They were thought to be rude, and they were thought to be drunkards. And it is possible that in some ways, old Pete may have been making fun of his own crew, because the folks he forced into this fake wedding sketch, I guess you would call it, he made them wear Western clothing as well. And this was thought to be possibly a pot shot at the Russian courtiers, because they were still not considered civilized by the French and the British. And so this is like a pretty rude thing to do. Anybody who has been married, anybody who's getting married, anybody who was weirdly enough mentioning Ridiculous History at their marriage, thank you. I think we end up in mentioned in divorce courts more often, but appreciate the flex. If you've ever been married, you can imagine how insulting this would be for the literal leader of the country to kind of out of nowhere say, "Haha, you look like a ham and your wedding is dumb. And I think it's funny that you're happy." And we didn't mention this.
Super weird.
We didn't mention this, Noel. Frederick William had to go to that fake wedding, to the mockery wedding.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
This episode of Ridiculous History is brought to you by Snagajob.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs on demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop. Podcast producer?
Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right?
Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert.
Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
He's kind of like smiling through gritted teeth. Yes, this is delightful. Yes. You're so clever.
Oh, yeah.
Your highness.
Right.
And he's like, do you get it?
And he's like,
I'm making fun of you. Mm-hmm. You find it funny.
Which one am
That's
I?
That's you.
Yes, I see. That's very clever. He's dressed just like me.
Yes.
Yeah, really, really strange. Really, really cruel. And something that ultimately set some things in motion in a lot of ways in terms of Anna's psyche. You know, it's almost like a Carrie type situation, you know? Carrie is bullied to the point where it triggers her psychokinetic fire mind powers. And then she just like, you know, goes scorched earth on everybody. That bucket of pig's blood at the prom was just a bridge too far, John Travolta.
Was that John Travolta?
Yeah, isn't John Travolta in Carrie?
Yeah, but is he bad? He's like going to the dance with her, isn't he? I don't know. I was cutting it up for an episode of Ephemeral. I'm not a great reference on this one.
No, oh, this is perfect. See. No, keep it in, Max. I'm interested.
Oh no, it's all staying. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you might be right. I think John Travolta maybe is like the nicer of the bullies who like sort of tries to stop it. He's definitely in with the bad, with the rough crew, though.
Well, I think it's like he's like the guy she has a crush on, like the bad guy. But they go to the dance together and like they're winning like prom king and queen, and that's when the blood dumps on her. And everyone's
okay,
like, ah.
Okay.
Crap.
And he starts screaming at everybody. He's like, "Why would you do that?"
That's right. Okay, and then, you're right.
She's
you're
losing
right.
her mind completely, so, and then okay, she's going, hit in the head
yeah.
with something.
Yeah, let's keep it all in. Frederick William is our John Travolta.
Exactly. Because he's not, you know, he's maybe, you know, maybe feels a little sorry for Carrie or Anna, but he also doesn't necessarily despise her in the way that everyone else seems to. He doesn't, feel the need to ridicule her. And again, it's an arranged marriage, so he has a certain duty. Sure. But also, like, you know, you've seen these arranged marriages where the husbands are intensely cruel to their new wives. But a lot of this, you know, a person can only take so much, including our boy, Frederick William, who was, you know, not unlike the stereotype of the Russian court, a bit of a lush. And he actually got into a drinking contest with Peter the Great. And again, I'm picturing this. And knowing where the story ends up going, I would not be surprised if Peter the Great, having forced this poor guy to go to the mockery of his own wedding, probably also goaded him into this drinking contest and pushed him too far. Trying to keep up with Peter the Great, Frederick drank so much that he got very, very, very sick and died 2 months after the wedding.
Yeah, can't say no to the king, right?
No, we can't.
Can't say no to the czar.
You know, you can't. And we don't really know how he treated Anna. I mean, presumably, you know, she had nothing negative to say about him. And this, like, caused her to spiral into despair. Or at the very least, she wanted to remarry as quickly as possible. This was very important for her. So we assume that he was relatively decent to her. That's why I was calling him the John Travolta. Once I figured out, you know, what part he actually played in Carrie.
No, we did good. We did good work with that tangent, and
it made it
applicable.
Circle.
Yeah. You know what? We didn't say this part. She is 17 years old. At this point, when her husband dies and she is a widow at 17, she lives alone.
Which is a real black mark in this type of period, right?
Right.
I mean, it would be, you'd be almost considered like damaged goods or in some way, you know, like othered from society.
For sure. Yeah. And she very much wanted to marry again. She wanted that state of matrimony. So she wrote hundreds and hundreds of letters saying the same thing. We know this is true. It's on the historical record from her correspondence. And she needed the cosign of her uncle, Peter the Great, the guy with a terrible sense of humor. And he would not greenlight a one of them. He kept saying, you know, we can freestyle on this part, but, like, I'm sure in some cases he had something that he had something to say that he thought was funny. You know, he would be like, oh, that guy's elbows look like, you know, they look like, what's an animal in Russia?
I don't really know much about
Russian wildlife. Bear. Russian bears. He'd be like, his elbows look like bear elbows. Nope. Eh. And she'd be like, damn, I got to marry someone else now. Anyway, eventually she got very bitter and in no small way nihilistic. The idea that is proposed by most historians is... it's the idea that this guy's abuse turned her into someone who just didn't like seeing other people happy.
Right. So if Frederick William was John Travolta in this scenario, then Peter the Great is whoever the ringleader bully was, you know, in Carrie, which I think it was Mean Girls mainly, and them kind of just like goading their dumb boyfriends along for the ride.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken,
it's the girl with the hat. It's the girl with the hat is Peter the Great. She's like the ringleader.
Yeah.
But yeah. And all the other guys are just like, we're along for this. But yeah.
Exactly. So at this point, Anna is descending into full Carrie the Rage territory, where, like you said, Ben, she does not want to see happiness in anyone, especially when it comes to romantic love. And this is problematic, especially as someone that has or would, you know, continue to escalate in her power over others and her ability to, you know, exercise her will upon people in her court. And that really happens when our boy Peter the Great dies as well, leaving Anna to rule. Anna Ivanovna is now the empress, right?
Yeah.
Of Russia. So the man would be a czar and she was the empress. Actually, the title that she had was Duchess of Courland, because if we'll recall, that was what Frederick William's title was. So she ruled under that title for 20 years until 1730, when she was summoned to the Russian Supreme Privy Council. Hold the telephone. That's a thing people say.
Yeah. Hold the ISO tell.
Yeah. Who knows? Have we even gotten there yet? Unclear.
Not yet.
We're going to end this definitely proactive two-parter right now. And then we'll be back in just a day or so, right? For the stunning and tragic conclusion to the story of Ivana the Terrible.
Yeah, which again, is it an unfair name? These answers will be revealed or at least speculated upon in part two of this story. Thanks, as always, to one and only Max Williams, our super producer. Thanks to Casey Pegram. Thanks to Gabe Lousier. Thanks to Jonathan Strickland, who you may remember as the Quister. We're probably going to have him back on at the end of the year. He said that he couldn't come on today's episode because it was still too soon, which I don't know what he means by that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're a big fan of riddles here on Ridiculous History.
He sure is a big fan of riddles.
But it's never too soon to hang out with you guys. It's always exactly the right time. And looking forward to doing it again very soon. See you next time, folks.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.